Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Toll-free, our number is 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program on this Friday. We got a lot of fun things coming up. I'm going to tell you about a movie later in the program that I saw. I got a trailer for that won't be released until July 4th weekend, and it's called The Sound of Freedom. And I've mentioned this a few times now, and I'll mention it again today, is that there's this new studio called Angel.com. I don't even know where they came from. But all of a sudden, one day I got started. They did a series on the life of Jesus, so different, so unique from any other that I'd ever seen before, that I could, it was one of those binge-watching series that you just can't get enough of, and I really enjoyed it. And then they also had a movie called His Only Son about the story of Abraham and God telling him that he's got to sacrifice his son. And obviously the turmoil and, you know, the test of faith that goes along with it. If you know the biblical story, you know how it ends. And then this is a whole different area that they're working in here. They tell the true story of this guy. His name is Tim Ballard. And he's the founder of what's called Operation Underground Railroad. I think Glenn Beck has something to do with some of his good works. And I give him all the credit for doing that. But anyway, they're going to have this film out July 4th. And it is based on a true story of a former government agent, the guy that was 10 months away from his pension being vested. And but based on his conscience being moved to such a degree, he just said, that's it, I'm done. He quit. He was willing to forego and completely did forego his pension so that he can finish this work. And the work is to stop human trafficking. And at the end of the movie, and I'm watching this, and I'm like, this can't possibly be true. I actually contacted them and I wanted to know where these statistics came from. Now, we've interviewed on this program many times people that have been involved in rescuing children from human trafficking and sex trafficking. You know, I remember one caller, one guest we had a couple of years ago. I mean, he spent 15 or 20 years of his career just saving children from sex trafficking, people that are being brought into this country that are living in, you know, places like New York City and Los Angeles and San Francisco and all around the country. And how they say it's a $150 billion a year business. And this really should be something this country needs to be embarrassed about and resolve to forever fix. You know, at the end of the movie, they say the U.S. is one of the top destinations for human trafficking, among the largest consumers of child sex. Now, I mean, I read that. I'm like, our country? And we're not doing anything about that? You know, why are we not doing anything about that? By the way, if you needed one of another million reasons that you got to secure your border, this is one of them. But, and then they said that there are more humans trapped in slavery today than at any other time in history, including when slavery was legal, and millions of these slaves are children. All goes up on the film at the end of the movie. And so I started talking with these guys, and anyway, the story of heroism here that is captured, it was actually shot on location in Colombia, and it tells the story about this one agent that just his conscience wouldn't allow him to walk away, and knowing that these kids were being sold into slavery, in one case sex slavery, in another case, you know, sex slavery and drug production by one of the most dangerous cartels in the world. I mean, and how he went into this remote area of Colombia where that was dominated and controlled by the cartels and snuck in and was able to rescue this little precious young girl whose life was going to be forever ruined. And the work that he did, it's, you know, for example, the way they, for in this movie, the way they showed that these children were being lured, they'd go to the parents and say, you know what? You have exceptional children. You know, these, I'm sure we can turn these children into stars. I'll tell you what you do. You bring your kids to this location tomorrow. And anyway, so the parents say, you know, okay, well, maybe this is a way out of poverty or a tough life that our kids are having. Maybe this is all true. They want to believe it. And they bring their kids. And then when they get there, they're told, okay, no, you can come pick them up at 7 o'clock or 7:30 tonight. We have a long day of shooting and picture taking and photos and this and that. And then the parents think, oh, okay, well, it seems safe. They come back later that night and those kids are long gone and they've been kidnapped. And then they're on the road to hell and the road to sex trafficking. And, you know, in many cases, never to be seen or heard from again, their lives, their souls, you know, just completely destroyed by evil people. Anyway, so I'm going to tell you more about it. They've also done a couple of other projects. I mentioned The Chosen, which is the story of the life of Jesus prior to the crucifixion and later resurrection. And they did it in a way that I just felt was, you know, I could not stop watching it. Let me put it that way. The movie about Abraham, similarly, I could not stop watching that movie. Wouldn't stop. Anyway, so they gave me an early copy of this film, and I got to watch it, and it's going to be released on the 4th of July. If you remember Jim Caviezel, who played Jesus in The Passion of the Christ, he's the lead in this movie, but they're doing some great work there, and I got to give him a lot of credit. They'll join us later. Also, we'll check in with our buddy John Rich. He's going to be in Tampa and Clearwater tomorrow, and we'll talk about that for a special reason involving Redneck Riviera whiskey. By the way, how many times has Joe Biden fallen in private that maybe the White House isn't telling us about? Has anyone thought of that? Now, reports out today that Biden's truly, yesterday's fall was really scary at the Air Force Academy. But it was his third public stumbling incident in a little more than 3 months. So now that begs the question, if Biden has taken three tumbles while the cameras are rolling in just the last 115 days, am I the only one that's going to ask the question how many times he might have fallen in private that the White House won't tell us about? I mean, and watching, you know, just how frail and weak he was and even the effort to pick him up. I mean, it was a heavy lift to be charitable here. And then immediately thereafter, he bumps his head on Marine One right after suffering that fall. This was at the Air Force Academy after the graduation. And the president obviously has a history of falling upstairs at Air Force One and was caught on camera losing his footing while boarding Air Force One in March before regaining his balance and then entering the plane's cabin. February 22nd, he fell forward about halfway up the stairs to the plane while departing Poland after a surprise trip overseas. He did regain his balance and stood back up, waved at the crowd and continued. You know, he's trying to make jokes about it yesterday. Why am I not finding this funny? Why am I not looking in that video and thinking, oh, no, the world is watching this? Just like whenever he opens his mouth, why am I thinking, oh no, President Xi, Putin, the mullahs in Iran and Kim Jong-un are all watching this. And then he made these comments yesterday. Now, you just met with Air Force pilots. They're about to do a flyover, and listen to how he mentions it.
By the way, I met with who are those guys that fly over shortly? You heard of them, haven't you? Three of them are women. So don't screw around, guys.
Three of them are women. Okay, what are those guys' names that, you know, I met with earlier that are about to do a flyover thingy, whatever that means? Listen, I am not as convinced as everybody else that this is a primary that's only going to include Joe Biden, Marianne Williamson, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I'm not buying it. So, you know, and then he tried to joke about it and say he stepped over a sandbag. Nobody ever showed me a sandbag. Did you see a sandbag? I guess maybe there was one. I didn't see it. I've yet to see the sandbag. He goes, I got sandbagged after he took another tumble. Now, the response to this by the left has not been good. Progressives now renewing their calls for a fair and contested Democratic presidential primary after this fall. You know, this footage now showing Biden walking on stage in a suit and a baseball cap falls to the ground, needing major assistance to get back up. And three people actually helped him. And the White House then later attributed the tumble to a sandbag on stage. Well, the time he fell not once, not twice, but three times climbing Air Force One, well, they said it was a windy day. Well, if that was the case, I don't know what's worse. The fact that it was wind that blew him over or that he can't keep his balance and now keeps falling here. I mean, these falls are a serious issue. And at the end of the day, and, you know, you compare it, maybe you don't like Donald Trump's style. I get a lot of that from people. And I asked the president about that last night. What do you say to those people that maybe you shouldn't name call and, you know, be fighting all the time? He said, if I didn't fight, I wouldn't be here. If he didn't fight, I don't think he would have been as successful as he was as president. You know, so here's what he said.
I won an election. It was unprecedented. We beat somebody that supposedly had it made. And, you know, they probably did things in that election, too. They were shocked. But I came into office, and from the day I got in, I was under siege by people that have been in Washington for many years, put in there by many different presidents, in most cases, people that were against me. Like, they spied on my campaign. They did all sorts of things. I was under investigation and under siege, and so were my people. And if I wasn't tough, I wouldn't be here right now, I guarantee you that. If I didn't fight back, I wouldn't be here. What they did was so bad. And they've been caught. Now, so far, nothing's happened to them of consequence. We had an Attorney General, Bill Barr, who didn't have the courage to fight. He just didn't have the courage. He was a nice man, but he didn't have the courage. He lost his courage when they wanted to impeach him. They said, we're going to impeach Bill Barr. They didn't even know why. There was no reason to impeach him. He didn't do anything wrong. But he didn't have the courage. We need courage in this country, or we're going to lose our country.
Now, by the way, if you want a little flashback, do you remember when Donald Trump was going down that ramp in the middle of a rainstorm and there was no railing at all whatsoever, and it was pretty steep? The problem he had at that moment was he had dress shoes on, so he had nothing to grab onto except the guy that was next to him, and he went very, very gingerly and very slowly. And, you know, Biden said, oh, look at how he steps, and look at how I step. Watch how I run up ramps and he stumbles down ramps. Come on, man. I'm like, yeah, you stumble down, you just fall in the middle of nowhere. And it just keeps happening. Now, I am predicting here, mark my words, I don't think that every Democrat is going to stand for this. I think they see him just as we see him. Weak, frail, a cognitive mess, a physical mess. And it's interesting because Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he's now running at over 20% in pretty much every poll. And he's pretty confident that he could defeat Biden in next year's race for the Democratic presidential nomination. For the nomination, he was asked by FoxNews.com if he'd support Biden if Biden wins the renomination. He says, well, I expect to be nominated and I don't have a plan B. He pledged that we all have the resources to run an effective primary campaign. You know, Kennedy now at 20-21% respectively, and even Marianne Williamson, I mentioned this yesterday, at 10%. Who would have ever thought Marianne Williamson would be at 10% in the polls for the Democratic Party? Now, imagine forget Kamala because she's running with Joe, but imagine for a second that if he had a real competitor, I mean, what would happen if Gavin Newsom got in this race? I think that's a possibility. Linda, you're looking at me like very skeptical.
I mean, I think anything's possible, right? I mean, they've got Joe Biden. They got to look elsewhere.
They got to look elsewhere. And it's just one of those things they don't say publicly, or most people aren't saying, weren't saying publicly, that are now beginning to say publicly. This is a disaster.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation, without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force. Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
All right, as we roll along, 800-941-SEAN on this Friday, we'll get to a lot of your calls. Also have some fun later in the program. Hope you'll join us for that. So we learned that Hunter Biden's lawyers now grilled, Mac Isaac, John Paul Mac Isaac. He's the Delaware computer repair shop owner who came in possession of the first son's laptop from hell. And anyway, he was interviewed for approximately, 7 hours by Hunter's attorney, Abby Lowell. Now, one thing I will tell you, Abby Lowell's a real attorney. He's one of the few in Washington that when he talks, you listen to him. He's one of the, probably one of the best attorneys as well in D.C., and there are not many at his level. I mean, he's the guy that got off John Edwards. He's the guy that got off Senator Menendez. Anyway, Mac Isaac had sued Biden and CNN and others for defamation last year, looking for $1.5 million in damages from the president's son, and his suit alleges that Hunter left the store owner to twist in the wind for years while repeatedly and falsely insisting that the laptop was either not his or that it had been stolen or that the information had been hacked. Now, anyway, Lowell, as I said, pretty well known with a great track record. Aside from countersuing Mac Isaac, Lowell also demanded that criminal investigators be open, investigations be opened against the former repair shop owner for allegedly disseminating and weaponizing the contents of the infamous laptop. Now, it's either his or it's not his. And then Hunter Biden's lawyers also say they're going to use the Second Amendment to defend against felony firearms charges that we expect to have happen. Well, how do you use the Second Amendment to lie on a gun application form? That's going to be an interesting defense.
You can't always get what you want, but you can get Sean Hannity online at Hannity.com.
All right, 25 now to the top of the hour. Toll free, it's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. So our entire team, by the way, was in Iowa yesterday. The amazing thing is how much time President Trump ended up giving us. Tonight we're going to air maybe 20, 25 minutes or so of Trump taking questions from the audience last night. Well, that was a fun crowd, wasn't it, Linda?
They were amazing, and he was so great with them. I mean, just really a really nice back and forth, and you did a great job. I mean, it's not easy to navigate the questions from the crowd, the questions from a former president, and all the back and forth. I mean, it
to
really
be honest, it's
awesome.
Actually, to be honest, it's actually pretty easy. I'm going to be blunt here. When you have, look, in a situation where I'm interviewing a presidential candidate, right? And I always said probably the hardest interview for me, if I ever had gotten one, would have been with Barack Obama. I don't think it'd be hard with Joe Biden because he'd have a hard time keeping up. I just have to keep repeating the question until he got pissed off. And called me, you know, asked me if I was on crack or, you know, whether or not I'm a junkie. But Obama, I think, would have been hard because you have to respect the office. You have to respect the president. And, you know, in his case, he was the master at giving filibuster answers and sticking to a time of 15 minutes. Trump never does that. I mean, we had so much time with him, and he just sat there. So I'm like, okay, we'll keep going. And anyway, I think that'll be fun to watch tonight, part of our show. That's only part of the show. It's going to be 9 Eastern on Fox. All right, so now they're getting very aggressive, the Bidens. This one really makes me laugh. Hunter's lawyers now are telling DOJ officials that if, in fact, their client is charged with a gun crime, that they're going to challenge the law by using the Second Amendment as a defense, according to a person familiar with this telling Politico. Now, the Gun Control Act of 1968 prohibits unlawful drug users from owning firearms. Now, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, that doesn't even know what an assault weapon is and couldn't define one, which was a pretty stunning moment in Congress. Wasn't it John Kennedy who asked that question? I think it was Kennedy. Anyway, the provisions has, you know, it says they ban people's firearms. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms says that the ban applies to people who have admitted to using illegal drugs in the months before purchasing a gun. Now, that provision has recently faced a legal challenge and following the Supreme Court decision in the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin, which changed the test to lower courts' use in evaluating challenges to firearm restrictions in order to avert up to 15 years in prison. Should he be charged and convicted with that crime, the president's son might use new conservative arguments to his advantage and go against his father's own position and the Democratic Party's position that all these guns are horrible? I guess that, you know, the dual system of justice, you know, just goes on and on and on with no end in sight. Now, in a sudden turn of event, we have an update with Jim Comer and his House Oversight Committee investigation. Now the FBI made an offer to bring the original 1023 form, including an allegation that Joe Biden accepted money for a policy change while vice president, directly to Capitol Hill for James Comer and the ranking member, Jamie Raskin, to view. There will also be a briefing for them on the Hill. And the FBI had previously stated that the document could only be viewed at FBI headquarters, to which Comer said, no, anything short of producing the entire, you know, 1023 form to the House Oversight Committee is not compliance with the subpoena, and that he was going to hold Director Wray in contempt. So it seems like they're afraid that Director Wray is about to be held in contempt. Is this what it's going to take to get cooperation and having full oversight of the FBI? It appears so. You know, Christopher Wray's not really weighed in. He said if he made all the changes recommended by the Horowitz report, then how did the FBI get involved with pre-bunking the Hunter Biden laptop in the weeks leading up to the 2020 election by telling these big tech companies and even paying Twitter $3.5 million? We don't know if they paid other big tech companies that the laptop is phony, and to be on the lookout, you may be a victim of misinformation campaign, which resulted in the censorship of what was a major news story in the lead up to a presidential election. So this is getting pretty interesting. So Hunter Biden now will say that he has a right to own a gun while he was addicted to crack cocaine. That's going to be, I'd like to see that. You know, the president said it last night. President Trump said the family is being protected by a corrupt, one-sided system of justice. It doesn't get any more complicated than that. If you make it any more complicated, because nothing happens. They had the laptop since 2019. Nothing happens. How do you have faith, hope, and trust in the idea of equal justice and equal application of our laws when this is the system that we had? You know, the FBI lost, found, and rewarded. You know, remember this guy? Remember, for example, they offered Christopher Steele in early October 2016. They offered him $1 million+ if he can verify and authenticate any of the dirty Russian disinformation dossier that Hillary paid for. He couldn't. Otherwise, he would have gotten his $1 million. Then when they meet the subsource in January 2017, well, what happens with the subsource? He says it's total BS. None of it can we corroborate. None of it is true. It was mostly bar talk. He had no idea it was going to be used for these purposes. The FBI's response, put him on the payroll. Does that make sense to anybody? Anyway, all this happening right before our very eyes, and look at the economy. Now, I will tell you this. If you go back to a number of months ago, maybe 9 months ago, Lawrence Summers had said, if we really want to tackle inflation, unemployment's going to come down. So you have all of these, you know, economic employment numbers come out. It's not happening. So the inflation problem is going to continue to persist. There's a reason why, you know, smart financial analysts and the heads of these big companies like JP Morgan Chase and guys like Jamie Dimon and guys like Lawrence Summers have been saying this is really bad. And you better expect a recession in the later part of this year or early next year's, because it's what they see is going to happen. It's inevitable. Now, Macy's and Costco's are sounding a warning about the economy. The other big chains are saying it. They're pulling back at their stores, changing what they buy. That's a red flag for the economy. Macy's on Thursday cut its annual profit and sales forecast after customer demand slowed down. The U.S. consumer, particularly at Macy's, pulled back more than we anticipated, according to the CEO on their earnings call, and pointed out that Macy's would increase promotions to clear out unsold merchandise, and same-store sales at Macy's dropped a whopping 8.7% last quarter, while higher-end department store Bloomingdale's, you know, dropped 4%, and Macy's was flat during the early trading on Thursday. You know, then you've got, you know, cutting costs. You know, this is happening all over the place. People are apoplectic. I guess Walgreens or Walmart. No, I think it's Walgreens. They're actually putting all of their goods, you know, in kiosks and under key because they're tired of getting robbed out of business. That's why these stores are now closing in big cities, because they're not enforcing the laws against stealing. And as long as you don't rob more than $999 worth of stuff that's not yours, it's okay. Anyway, consumer prices are still popping. Inflation remains a top concern of most Americans, as it should. The cost of a Big Mac, by the way, is still 22% higher than before the pandemic. That's not unique to McDonald's either, and a lot of companies are saying this. Wall Street Journal editorial board voting down Biden's student loan forgiveness. Majorities in both houses of Congress reject his write-off. But that's not stopping anything. One Michigan economics professor says boycotting Target is literal terrorism, a piece authored by Jonathan Turley. You know, in New York, a pro-life display was declared by a professor to be an act of violence, a pro-life display. So you just can't have different opinions than these, you know, people in their ivory towers looking down on their students and wanting nothing but full capitulation and indoctrination into their point of view. And by the way, at the same time, with all our economic problems, don't worry, there's a new report that came out today that $1.3 billion U.S. taxpayer dollars are going towards research programs in both China and Russia, our number one or number two geopolitical foes. And an analysis released by Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa and a watchdog group called Open the Books revealed the taxpayer money. Why is it money going towards a Russian lab to experiment on cats running on treadmills? Why are we paying for that? Or a Chinese organization studying the gender equality cartoon exhibition, and a Chinese tech firm to provide the U.S. military software. Gee, do you think that gives us more military independence? And the report also indicates the U.S. gave $2 million to the Wuhan lab studying, yes, coronaviruses and bats more than previously reported. Why are we giving a penny to China, the same communist Chinese that would not even meet with our defense secretary this week, the same communist Chinese that this week had one of their fighter jets fly in international airspace, you know, right next to one of our fighter jets. They're showing as much open hostility as humanly possible, declaring all but an outright Cold War against the U.S. Trying to understand this comment by Circleback Jen Psaki. Why is it, you know, that many Republicans are comfortable with Biden because he's a white man who's older? What the hell? What does that mean? I don't know a single person, not even Democrats, that privately will defend. They may that privately defend Joe Biden. They may do it publicly, but they don't really believe it. By the way, the Chicago mayor now has applauded $51 million for illegal immigrants against the objection of taxpayers in his states. There's a story that several African-American residents in Chicago are slamming the city leadership for allocating this, you know, $50 million to house the illegal immigrants. You know, they don't even have good housing for the people in Chicago. So why are other people getting a hold of all this? You have any answers to that? No, there are no good answers to that. That's the problem. As we look to 2024, Georgia Democrats now expand their anti-Trump witch hunt because in Georgia, apparently Democratic prosecutors now have clearly found their man, Donald Trump, and it's growing increasingly apparent that they still haven't found a crime they can charge him with. It's now been a full 4 months since the Fulton County grand jury forewoman assured the nation during multiple TV interviews how giddy and like shocked and like how she was really hoping that like Donald Trump would like show up. And if Donald Trump like showed up, I would be the one that got to swear him in and everything. It would have been really cool. I was really looking forward to that. Anyway, Emily Kors assured the nation that all of this was coming and that the grand jury had recommended indictments for several people accused. And she implied that one of them was shot. It was Trump. You're not going to be shocked, she said. It's not rocket science. That was in February of 2022, more than 100 days ago. I'm sorry, 2023. Ms. Kors.
Did you personally want to hear from the former president?
I wanted to hear from the former president, but honestly, I kind of wanted to subpoena the former president because I got to swear everybody in. And so I thought it'd be really cool to get 60 seconds with President Trump of me looking at him and being like, do you solemnly swear? And me getting to swear him in. I kind of thought that would be an awesome moment.
That would have been such a an awesome moment. Like really, really cool. Like Linda, wouldn't that have been totally, completely awesome?
She had me at totally. I'll tell you, everything she said was just, after that, it was just riveting. I mean, honestly, the audio doesn't even do it justice because the faces that she's making as she's saying it, I'm like, nobody thought this was a little off kilter. I'm the only one.
How did she get picked jury foreperson?
Do you know what I'm saying? Like where they were just like, yeah, put her. She's annoying. We don't want to deal with that. Just let her do it. Like, I just don't know.
No, I asked President Trump about this. I mean, now he's got the Alvin Bragg case scheduled to start right in the middle of the primaries. How convenient, in March of next year. Then it looks like all systems ago in Georgia, they want to indict him. God only knows what the special counsel is looking into. All I hear is there's a ton of activity. And that, you know, I asked the president about, is there any recording that you're aware of? Apparently, the recording might have been on their end, which I don't know about at all. I didn't read that till today in response to people answering the question. But anyway.
But where's Robert Hur? That's the problem.
Robert Hur is the one investigating Biden. Nobody's heard word one about him. Not one word. Nobody knows who he is.
And he doesn't even have to work that hard. We already did all the work. Here's the laptop. True. Here's the pictures. Here's the accounts. You know what? Peter Schweitzer was on last week talking about, you know, the New York Times who did this dirty piece on him. You know, the FBI came to his organization and said, hey, you have all this information on Biden and the Clintons, and would you mind sharing? And he was like, absolutely. I'm a nonprofit. I have all this research. I'm happy to share it with the FBI. Anything you need, here you go.
What happened? Nothing.
Nothing. Big
all
fat
right.
Nothing.
So with the economy as it is, many people are limiting their travel this summer because airfare, hotels, rental cars are so high. So many folks are planning to spend their summer at home. Imagine your backyard with a Michael Phelps swim spa, the ultimate swimming pool alternative. And not only will a master spa instantly upgrade your home, but you feel like you're on vacation all year long. Linda uses hers even in the middle of winter. She runs out in her bathing suit, dives in.
Let me tell you, I run as fast as I can to that master spa. I'm blessed that I have something like this 365. I advise anybody who likes to swim, if you like to relax with your spouse, the kids.
I think we need to take a video next winter of this, and we'll post it online on Hannity.com.
I'll tell you what, I have no doubt my neighbors have those videos for sure. They're laughing in their houses.
Bring your summer vacation into your home all year round. Go to masterspas.com, and if you enter the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner, you'll save up to $1,000 off your master spa. You can exercise, you can relax, you can recover, with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
More behind-the-scenes information. More contacts than anybody. More friends behind the curtain. Sean Hannity is on.
By the way, programming note, we have more of our town hall with President Trump from last night in Iowa. He stayed longer and took questions from the people attending the town hall. It's great to see everybody in Iowa. When we come back, we want to talk about how government is so out of control. Wait to hear from former Secretary David Bernhardt. He'll join us. Later on, I'm going to tell you about this incredible movie that will be launched. I had a screener. It's called The Sound of Freedom. Its star and the real-life person will join us. You got to hear this. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.